The Donlin Gold Mine is going to produce a lot of trash. It'll suck thousands of gallons of water per minute out of the ground and use it, along with a chemical process involving cyanide, to help strip microscopic flecks of gold out of rock. That leaves a lot of ground-up rock behind. According to DEC engineer Tim Pilon, the mine will generate a literal mountain of it.
Where it's a valley now, they're going to turn it into a hill.
Contaminated water will drain from the mine pit or seep from its tailings, some of it tinged with chemicals like arsenic. And all of that waste needs somewhere to go. According to the DEC's draft permits, some of that waste is going to pour into Crooked Creek, a nearby waterway that teems with salmon in the summer. At peak production, the Donlin Gold Mine will dump up to 4,500 gallons of wastewater a minute into the creek, though it would have to be treated first. Members of the public in both Bethel and Aniak, who depend on the Kuskokwim River for food, did not trust the plan put forth by the state for the mine. Yvonne Waska and Kathy Hansen both spoke at the Bethel public meeting.
You're playing with our lives here. Our lives depend highly on the Kuskokwim River.
I don't understand why we have to take the risk of losing our land for somebody else to make a lot of money.
Alan Nakanishi is a DEC engineer. He says that the Donlin Gold Mine's water treatment system would be world class, and that the DEC is imposing strict limits on the levels of certain chemicals, like arsenic, that the facility can release.
10 molecules out of a billion would be arsenic and the rest would be water. I mean, that's how low those values are.
Waste that's too dangerous to discharge will be contained on site. Any tailings exposed to the mine's cyanide, for instance, will be funneled into a large pond lined with thick plastic and then heavily monitored. Many local residents who spoke were skeptical about the monitoring, fearing that Donlin Gold Mine will mostly be self-monitoring. In other words, regulating itself. Aniak resident Dave Cannon is a former fish biologist. He just doesn't trust Donlin Gold to self-regulate. He thinks an accident will inevitably happen, and he sometimes suspects the permitting process is deliberately confusing.
It's been overwhelming for me, and I'm a professional biologist, to be honest with you. I know what went into the draft environmental impact statement, and it stood literally 13, 14 inches high.
Other community members put more faith in the company. Carl Morgan is a former state representative who's also from Aniak. He used to work for Donlin Gold and showed up to our interview wearing the company jacket. He thinks the mine is worth the risk.
We want the strictest regulation with Donlin. Yes, Mother Nature might do something, earthquake or something. You know, we can't guarantee nothing on Mother Nature.
But Morgan says unemployment in Aniak is severe.
There's nothing better than a paycheck instead of a handout for welfare. People that are against the mine, they don't see that.
The mine still has a long way to go before it's authorized. These are just two of dozens of permits that Donlin Gold still needs. The DEC is holding a final public meeting today and will accept written public comments on the permits until February 13th. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.